When you think of local elected officials, the image conjured may be of a middle-aged person with a family, a homeowner with a 9-to-5 job when they're not casting votes. But McLean County also has a bit of a track record of young people getting elected to office. Congressman Adam Kinzinger began his political career on the McLean County Board while he was still an ISU student. Bloomington Alderman Scott Black got his start on the county board, too. 19-year-old Logan Smith was just elected to the board himself. ISU student Alex Campbell hopes to follow in that tradition. I spoke to the 20-year-old ISU student about his run for Normal Town Council in April's election.
I was actually inspired by seeing like other people announce. So I saw Joel Studebaker's like announcement video. I thought it was really well put together, and I remember looking at it with a friend and thinking like, "Wow, Joel is a pretty young guy." I've just been inspired recently with how many young people are like getting into politics, especially like through the midterms. You saw like the House numbers, the average House numbers drop in terms of age. You've also seen like even locally, like Logan Smith ran for McLean County Board, 19 years old. Got elected. So I was just inspired by a lot of those people. And I was like, I feel like I would be good at this. And I said, I kind of like was joking with a friend, and we just kind of decided we think it'd be a good idea for the town and for ISU and Normal as a whole.
Well, let's talk about some of your priorities. What would be some things you'd want to accomplish if you're elected in April?
My biggest concern, like kind of the reason that got me invested in like local town issues is the local leasing like agencies and companies. So I'm involved in student government here, and like one of the big initiatives that I've like undertaken and been a part of in my time there has been an initiative called You'll Be Fine, Wait to Sign, to try and like push back real estate companies from like their early leasing dates, making sure students know they don't have to rush into a lease if they're not ready, because it's a big commitment, especially for people our age. And there's a lot of things that go into it that they're not always necessarily like thinking about. They just kind of want to like get out of the dorms. And I think that taking on these real estate companies has been fun from an SGA standpoint, and it's been productive. But I also think that there's other things that we could look out for. So, for instance, I'm not accusing anyone of doing anything, but price fixing is like a tactic, obviously an illegal business tactic, where obviously companies would be raising or lowering prices at the same time to like drive out any competition from like newer or smaller real estate companies, as well as like students don't really have a say then. They're all pretty much similarly priced. So if that is happening, we want to be a watchdog for that, making sure that they're not like overstepping their boundaries. We want to fight for like more affordable housing. There's a lot of like very cheap and then really expensive housing. We want to kind of like fight to expand that like middle range of options. And then just overall, we want to make sure that we're not giving tax break incentives to the bigger companies. We're not allowing them to like sort of buy out or eat up the little companies, because sometimes those are more ideal for students. They just have different things to offer. So we want to make sure that those bigger companies aren't kind of overstepping.
Well, yeah, a lot of renters in Normal, you know, would not be ISU students. So I think some of the issues you're talking about would be important to them. Do you think the council will be well served by having a renter sitting up there on the council, along with I assume is a lot of homeowners, the rest of the council?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I think, again, a lot of my policies have students in mind because I'm a student first. But I think that they extend like far beyond just the student perspective. I think it could help a lot of people. So I just think that it's not always the first thing in mind, I think, for the council. And I'm not saying necessarily they neglect anything or anything like that. I just think that it could be brought to the forefront and made a little bit more clear and transparent for the people in the town. Just because I think historically those issues haven't really been discussed. So I do think that that perspective is something that might be not represented enough.
When it comes to your candidacy, Alex, how important is it to you that you're an ISU student? Do you want people to think of you as a student who's running for council, or a town council candidate who just happens to be a student? What's your preference?
I really think it's a little bit of both. Obviously, that's what people are going to see me as. I'm a serious candidate. I want people to take me seriously. A lot of my things, like I said, my initiatives or things that I'm looking to improve upon in the town come from my perspective as a student. But again, I think that they are things that don't exclude the rest of the town. So mainly what I want to do is bridge the gap between the town and the rest of ISU. So another big thing that I'm looking to do is, I know for me personally, like looking at students, there's a really big a really high turnover in terms of people staying here after graduation. So I'd like to look to improve upon those numbers and have people stay here, because Normal is an economically growing town. It's very sustainable. It's an awesome place to live. Like, I've loved my time here, and I really want to make sure that other people that are enjoying their time here don't have to leave because they feel like they can't get a high enough paying job in their field, or there's just more options elsewhere. And I think it's extremely important. I mean, I know in like higher education, you saw like my graduating high school class in 2016, you saw something crazy, like 46% of students go out of state. So you want to like retain those students, because we are going to be, you know, we're going to make the difference. I think you see it a lot in like State Farm, country companies, stuff like that. Those companies around here, they're a big recruiter out of like the College of Business and stuff like that, because I'm a College of Business major. I have that perspective, but I don't think you see enough of that from like other majors. We're a very talented and smart group of people at ISU. And I think that there could be other companies that would be looking to poach us. I just don't necessarily think that all students feel comfortable staying here after graduation. So I want to look to like bring, have more people stay post-graduation.
Some voters may be excited to vote for you because of your age. You're 20 years old. You talked about kind of the excitement around young people in politics locally, nationally, a few moments ago. Other voters, though, might be hesitant to support a 20-year-old for a position like this. What would be your message to those voters in the months ahead?
Absolutely. I can totally understand people being hesitant. I don't necessarily understand the challenges of like owning a home and stuff like that. Like I said, a lot of the policies extend far beyond just being a student. So one of the things that I'm also looking to do is I'm very opposed to increasing property taxes. I think that's another thing that could go hand in hand with like that bridging the gap idea and keeping people here. I don't want to decentivize people for living here. Again, I think this is a great town that's on the economic uprise. I think that there's just a lot of upside to living here. There's a lot of benefits. It really has that like small town, but also almost metropolis being in like central Illinois feel. So you kind of get the best of both worlds. And I think it's a great place to live, but I also want to make sure that we're not forcing people to live elsewhere because of high cost of living or anything like that.
Let's take a step back and think about the town in general. How would you characterize how the town has been managed over the last few years since you've been in town?
Since I've been in town, I think they've made some great strides. I think, like I've said, overall, economically, they have been doing pretty well overall. I just was taking a look at that their annual economic report the other day. Most of their numbers are pretty positive, or categorized in the positive area. So I think overall that they're still sustaining that economic growth. I just think that there's some things that could be improved upon. So, for example, I know there's a lot of like controversy and talk in the town over Tartan, the company that's coming in to looking to renovate like that historical end of Uptown, kind of over by like Windy City, and I'm kind of opposed to that idea of bringing in outside developers and paying them to kind of like renovate and work on a town that they don't necessarily understand like the history of, and they're not around to like reap the benefits of like before and after. So that's one thing that I do think could be looked to improve upon in the future, is just having more local companies do our city development. Just because sometimes it might take a little bit longer. You know, you have to like find those companies, and they're in town. They're usually some smaller companies. Obviously, like that Tartan example is a pretty large company from, I believe, up in the city near Chicago. So like it could take a little bit longer, but I think it's worth like investing in local companies to improve upon our local city development.
Earlier this year, there was a proposal that became public for a multi-sport complex. So this is a complex that the town of Normal had expressed interest in pursuing, maybe with the city of Bloomington and other partners, maybe with a private partner as well. And so right now, the plan is still kind of floating out there, that this proposed multi-sport complex hasn't picked up a lot of traction. But what do you think of that idea?
I think it's something that's worth still discussing in terms of city planning. I just think that it might be something that has surpassed us. I think that it might be an older, outdated idea that isn't necessarily still relevant to like today's world. I know where I was raised was up northern like suburbs. We have plenty of those. I think that I've personally seen like a decrease in the amount of people that like attend those things. I can totally understand the need, the use, the want for those. I just, again, think it is worth having that discussion. But personally, my standpoint would be that it's just something that isn't necessarily as relevant as it was maybe 5-10 years ago.
Well, how would you balance competing priorities? So you might have something like the multi-sport complex come up. At the same time, the town is considering maybe a library expansion or some other major capital project. Can you kind of talk about how you would evaluate those big ticket items and how you what you would prioritize when it comes to big things the town should do?
Absolutely. So I have to focus on prioritizing quite a bit as a student. I'm extremely involved on campus. I'm in about like 3 to 4 different organizations. I do things kind of like in the town, some local campaign work. Obviously, my schoolwork, so I'm always looking to prioritize the best that I can. So I do think that that's a valid question, but I do think that I do this on a day-to-day basis in terms of prioritizing big things, big projects that I have going on. I think the important part is to sit down, read through, gather as much information as possible. It's really about breaking it down into like individual sections and then from there putting it back together as a whole picture. That's the way that I find works best for me. So when I need to prioritize things like school projects, outside involvement, just whatever it is that I have going on, I like to sit down and decompose, dissect everything that I have going on, put it all back together, and then once you prioritize it into smaller steps, it's a lot easier to get it done. So obviously there are going to be those big projects all the time, and there's going to be multiple going on, and obviously they're going to be they're going to range in terms of the topics and what it's covering in the town. So I just think it's important to always be as informed as possible and just dissect it and then put it all back together and give your informed opinion on it.
Well, the town's comprehensive plan calls for what they describe as an interconnected network of streets and sidewalks and trails that will make walking, biking, and even access to transit a lot easier for people in the next 20 years. So do you share this vision, and do you think the town has made enough progress in making the community more walkable, more bikeable?
I definitely do think it's made those strides, but I still think that there's some room for improvement, especially on the side of accessibility. I know there's a lot of, especially student concern, students with like low visibility. There's some huge intersections, especially like around school, when you get to those like high traffic areas where there's a lot of walkers and there's also a lot of like driving. Bikers, there's a lot of like just traffic in general, especially for students and community members with accessibility issues. I know that those are very problematic areas for them. It's things that they can't really necessarily get out of in their daily routine, whether they're going to class, going to work in Uptown, whatever it may be. Those are areas that I think we can look to improve upon. So yes, overall, I think that there's a lot more options to bike as well as walk around the town and the surrounding area. But I do think we could improve, especially for those community members with accessibility needs, to make sure that they feel safe and comfortable on their travel, their daily travels.
That's Normal Town Council candidate Alex Campbell. He's one of 8 candidates running for 3 seats in the April 2nd election, including 2 incumbents. We've been interviewing each of the candidates here on Sound Ideas. You can check out all those interviews at WGLT.org. This is Sound Ideas.